You're hearing Echoes, and I'm John DiLibretto. Dean DeBenedictis has one of the more unusual resumes for an electronic musician. His father is Dick DeBenedictis, a composer for many TV shows, including Perry Mason Returns, Matlock, and Diagnosis Murder. For a while, Dean DeBenedictis worked on those shows as well, scoring source music. That's the stuff you hear if a radio is playing or there's a scene in a nightclub. He composed the jazz, country, rock, or whatever music was required for that scenario. But for the last decade, DeBenedictis has been working on his own music, recording as Surface 10 and under his own name. He recently released the album Salvaging the Past on Spotted Peccary Records. Kimberly Haas goes to an archaeological music site with Dean DeBenedictis.
Dean DeBenedictis lives in Los Angeles, right under the flight path of LAX, and 100 yards or so from Interstate 405, the major north-south highway. He's sitting on the edge of his bed because his bedroom doubles as his studio. He can get up in the morning and walk 6 feet straight into a cockpit of electronic gear and keyboards, some of them so old that they're rusting. To DeBenedictis, these are the tools to an ecstatic world of sound he discovered in the 1980s.
What fascinated me was that the sound coming out of the speakers was so crystal and present, and more so than even than acoustic instruments for some reason. It was almost like the speaker itself was making music because it was electronic, because it was mechanical, but at the same time, it was music. There were notes in it. It had emotion. It had beauty. It had a new type of emotion that was now just being expressed through the technology, even as the technology.
Whether recording under his own name or in the guise of Surface 10, Dean DeBenedictis was inspired by space music artists like Tangerine Dream and Steve Roach. But in recent years, DeBenedictis has been finding joy in the spastic sputters and popping clicks of glitch electronics.
You hear these little pops and clicks and glitches. When you look at the speaker, it's just very, very present sound.
Despite his turn towards the edgy avant-garde extremes of glitch, Dean DeBenedictis recalls a dreamier, much more organic sound world on his new CD, Salvaging the Past.
Since it's mainly a collage of older things, most of the stuff I had made before I really got into the glitch part of electronic music. And we had a big mesh of my older stuff, like my older unreleased Surface 10, as well as stuff that I had done. And it was just a big mix of acoustic-based ambient music and totally electronic ambient and atmospheric music.
In fact, some of the music on Salvaging the Past goes back to 1996. But instead of a CD of leftover scraps and forgotten outtakes, DeBenedictis has forged a personal statement that actually points to a new direction while hearkening back to some old music. You can hear that dichotomy on one of the album's new tracks, The Tech Atonement of Biligana.
I used to love those Tangerine Dream songs and those software songs when it would kind of start out with these little bleeps and, you know, notes here and there just kind of echoing, and then you would hear an acoustic instrument, and I just kind of ran with it and turned into this kind of overture of sorts.
The Tech Atonement of Biligana is also a cultural statement.
It's a Navajo word for white man. There's definitely a certain stigma with the whole role of history and you know, the role that the white man played, the colonists, and a certain amount of almost like a poetic guilt residue from, you know, everything that that the Indians endured by way of a new culture. And so I guess in a sense this song, by saying Biligana's Tech Atonement, it's like saying I'm doing everything within my power technologically to make atonement, since we live in a technological world.
best electronic musicians work on their own, sitting in studios, basements, and bedrooms, calculating the geometry of their music.
It's a lonely man's field. I think that's what Chuck Van Zyl said once.
But De Benedictis is trying to alter that paradigm. He's created a loose-knit group of L.A. electronic composers, the Fateless Flow Collective. They put on concerts and release CDs, like their recent Shadowmath album. He's also been working with other musicians, including operatic soprano Catherine Deering. This is alien terrain for Deering, who's usually found singing Così Fan Tutte.
When you have to come up with music like we do, we always improvise our music. You have to come up with a feeling. You have to feel the music, and whatever comes out, it comes out. And that's how I think Dean and I connect a lot, because we'll kind of just get into this trance where you kind of just click and you get into the moment, you know, and all of a sudden it...
Yeah, improvisation is a very distinct trance like that. You know, when you do let go, there's a union there that's beyond measure. And here we are combining an operatic influence with a, you know, this lush ambient thing. And it's like we just kind of let go and it becomes this other bliss that has that common thread.
Have noticed, it's as if he swallowed the Joseph Campbell compendium whole.
We're talking about music that to me is bliss, so obviously I'm gonna just say bliss over and over. Yeah, you know, I'll look that up in the thesaurus for next time. I'll learn all the other ones, I promise.
Dean De Benedictis' latest CD is Salvaging the Past on Spotted Peccary Records. You can hear some of his glitch work as Surface 10 on the Shadowmath collection. For Echoes, I'm Kimberly Haas.
If you want to add any of Dean De Benedictis' recordings to your collection, just go to our website at echoes.org and we'll point you in the right direction. His CDs include the one we're going to hear right now. It's called Salvaging the Past, and this is The Tech Atonement of Billigana.